This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories of the diverse rainbow communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Still in Africa tonight, kicking off in Uganda, where the Ugandan parliament is looking at tightening its stance against LGBTI people again, with a bill that is criminalising people identifying as LGBTIQ. So it's a bit different to the, they've had so many bills in the past, it's hard to keep up. But essentially, this particular bill is looking, rather than at homosexual acts, so you can be criminalising of homosexual acts, just if you identify, or if somebody identifies you, I guess, as LGBT.
So if you have something on your Facebook profile or...
Or possibly rainbow flag, or if somebody sees you with somebody else. Lawmakers say the current ban on same-sex relations, which is punishable by life in prison, does not go far enough. It's not far enough is what they're saying. This is the country that tried to put through the Kill the Gays bill. So you can see where this is coming from. And, of course, Uganda has really strong religious and conservative roots, much stronger than Congo, where we've been tonight. And therefore, there's this deep anti-LGBTQ views in the country.
Yeah. And the Speaker of their parliament, she urged the MPs to reject intimidation, and she was referring to stories that some Western countries were threatening to impose travel bans on those people involved in passing the law.
Of course, this is one of the great ironies of some of these countries, where they have been influenced so much by outside Western very conservative religion groups, many from mostly from America. They come into Africa, they create this ultra conservatism, and then you get the conservative politicians saying things like, you know, resist the Westerners. It's like, we go around this horrible circle. Of course, many people have already spoken up against this on the international stage, Human Rights Watch leading the charge there.
Thank you.
And saying you cannot criminalise people for simply being who they are. And there's numerous infringements on rights and privacy and expression. And it's one of the most extreme bills that they've seen there in Uganda for a while.
And here's another story that's a bit sad also. Two in five people in the United Kingdom think equality has gone so far that men are now being discriminated against. Sounds like Pauline Hanson. They also think enough positive progress has already been made to improve women's rights.
Was this a poll of Sky News or something?
Yeah, the Sky News viewers.
After dark.
You do wonder where it came from. And horrifyingly, the younger generations were the most likely to hold regressive views, including, for example, that a man who stays at home to do childcare is, quote, less of a man. And the chair of the Global Institute for Women's Leadership at King's College London is our former Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, and she said the rise of misogynistic influences may be part of the problem. And she warned it's a disturbing reminder that there's still much more to do and that future progress is not guaranteed. Well, that goes without saying, doesn't it?
I mean, somehow, you know, I don't really want to comment about this week, but sometimes I'm surprised when you see the rise in anti-LGBTIQ stuff in the UK, you know, the violence, increase in violence, increase of trans abuse. So it goes with that,
they
really.
They are not at the forefront anymore. They're really gone backwards in the last few years, which is a bit of a shame.
And around the world, there's a global average of 37% of people expressed fear about openly supporting women's equality.
Well, you won't hear that on this show.
No. And a little bit of better news, I guess, in Ukraine, if you can get some good news out of Ukraine.
Yes, please.
So there's the Ukrainian MPs have submitted a bill to legally recognize same-sex partnership. It's estimated that around 56% of Ukrainians support same-sex partnership. And really, the legislation comes after two-day Kyiv Pride staff member and said the Ukrainian-Russian conflict had unexpectedly resulted in wider acceptance of all LGBTIQ+ people in Ukraine.
Well, there's a very rare plus for a war.
Well, it is, but I think, you know, when you look at what's happening in Russia and the anti-Russian sentiment, probably helped that. Ukraine has not had the best record on LGBTIQ rights, and homosexuality has been legal since 1991, but there's been continued social and political prejudice. Trans people can legally change their gender. Also, non-binary identity are not recognized, and discrimination against LGBTQ plus people is still illegal.
And President Zelensky has said that he's happy to look at that after the war.
Yes, so...
And in brief, Hungary vows to fight the EU in court to defend their anti-LGBT law.
And almost a quarter of Gen Z women don't identify as straight.
And Finland is to allow gender reassignment without sterilisation.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.